Blog Talk Radio.
The Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, a tarot advisor and numerologist, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host, certified tarot master and crystal Reiki master, Mary Brown. And here she is, live from Amarillo, Texas. Happy Psychic Saturday, Mary.
Happy Psychic Saturday, Dax, and everybody else. Happy Juneteenth, America. Happy, happy, happy. And we need to get rid of this heat wave, for goodness sakes. This is terrible. You got to be boiling Arizona. I'm sweating in Texas.
Yeah, I'm usually out on my patio doing the shows, but I'm here in the office in the air conditioning because it's insanely hot out there. Yes, it's just, oh my gosh. Oh, so much going on, you know, the new federal holiday, Juneteenth today, a couple of Juneteenths back, Wednesday, June 16th, that was my birthday. It's Pride Month. You know, I love that they decided to celebrate Pride Month for my birthday. You know, they do a gigantic parade
just for me in
LA and San Diego and San Francisco and New York and Chicago and Seattle, and you know, every year they do these giant parades, hundreds of thousands of people celebrating Dax's birthday. It's so nice. Anyway,
it's amazing.
it's amazing. Yep. So we have open lines today. You can call into the show. We'd love to chat with you. And you can give us a ring at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. I love that phone number. I love how it rolls off the tongue. I've been saying it for years now. Oh, boy. When you get through, they're going to prompt you to press 1 to speak to the host. So if you want to be live on air with Mary and I, press 1. If they don't prompt you, sometimes that happens. Blog Talk screws up now and then, you know. So make sure as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad so you're up in the caller queue there. And we know you want to be live on air with us. You can also ask for mini readings in the chat room. And, oh, we have a new chat room. In fact, our chat room and the live player for the shows are right on the show post on PsychicTalk.net for each show. And, of course, I put those links out and everything on social media and all, but if you can't find a link, you just type in your browser, PsychicTalk.net/live. You can also do /chat. Either one will take you there, but PsychicTalk.net/live, that'll take you to that live show that day, and scroll down, you'll find the player, and go live until showtime. So at showtime, you want to refresh that page and make sure on the player it's not saying upcoming episode. It should say live now, and then that's when you hit the arrow to play. It takes about 8 seconds for it to load. So, you know, it flashes. So count eight and it'll start playing. So, you know, be patient with it. The chat room appears below that, below the player. And that takes a second to load as well. You can sign in with your Facebook or your Twitter, or you can just put a name in as well. And you can join us in the chat room right there. So I'm in there now. You can come over and join me. And Mary just said, happy Psyche Saturday. Yay. So we're in the chat room waiting for you there, folks. Pop on in there. You can also call into the show, of course, and we'll get to the calls in a minute here. We have a topic for today, though, too. And this is really cool. It kind of dovetails nicely from our last show. We had Gary Karp on as a guest last week, Barry.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, my God, such a fun show. Gary's very opinionated. You know, basically, if it isn't Wade Smith, it's not tarot, but you got to love Gary. But it was very, very interesting. And we kind of touched on this a little bit about, you know, intuitive reading and meanings of cards and things like that. And we had planned this show months back. So it was pure synchronicity that we had Gary's show last week, Gary on the show last week, and then card meetings versus intuitive reading we're going to talk about today, you know, and it kind of is like a continuation of what we were discussing last week, you know, the best ways to learn tarot. And, oh, if you missed that episode, go over to psychictalk.net, click on archives, go in the archive and listen to that show with Gary. You're just going to love it. Oh my gosh. Hey, Mary.
Yes.
Did you get a card of the day?
I did. And I posted it on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, be sure to check out our page, like the page, join the group, Psychic Talk Radio. You can find it easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And the card of the day I posted today is from the Arc Animal Tarot and Oracle Deck. By Bernadette King, who we've had on the show.
I love it.
Dax and I.
I have that.
Dax and I both have. It's so gorgeous, right? And the artwork, the gorgeous artwork by Heidi Sutherland. And the card I drew for today was the Chameleon card, which is from the Oracle part of the deck. And the message is about camouflage, adaptation, clairvoyance, and another, you know, every time I see a chameleon, I have to smile. I used to have a pet chameleon. And another thing that I would add about them that I think is actually kind of an interesting meaning to work with is that, you know, they take their time. Good Lord, do they take their time. They are so, you know, they test it. You know, they stick their cute little hands out and slowly, slowly, they test the air. They see if it's safe. They move then in a way that they are sure that they're secure. So I want, you know, along with the camouflage, which they're famous for, the idea of adaptation that really fits with the camouflage because they're adapting to the color scheme of their environment. And this clairvoyance idea, too, I think really ties in with our topic today. And you know why? Because, okay, if we take the idea of clairvoyance, it's kind of like our idea of reading intuitively, right? But they're also reaching out, and they're not just moving clairvoyantly or intuitively. There's also that knowledge of what's in the environment. So use your intuition, but have that knowledge of what's in the environment of the card.
Oh. Yeah, because sometimes you just latch on to a specific symbol or something, you know, minor to most people in the car.
Yeah.
It just sparks something.
Yeah, what's there? What's there?
You know, that's a great card of the day. It actually connects with what I'm getting. See, you know, I do these card of the day posts. I wasn't able to do my daily article today because there's just so much going on. I mean, getting ready for Father's Day and like right after the show, I got to jet out of here and do like 100 errands. It's insane. But I try to do one every day or at least every other day. And I talk about the numerology of the date and the day as well as pull a card of the day. And I've been noticing this trend. You know, we're in a world year of five, which is change. And 2021, 2 + 2 + 1 = 5. And what I've been noticing is even more than a lot of other years that were 5 years in the past. You know, we go through these 9-year cycles. Lots of change this year, Mary. And as I talk to different people, everybody's having different change. I just ended a huge chapter of my life. I resigned my vice commandership at the American Legion. And I have been doing that for 7 years. Yeah, yeah, huge life change. I mean, I've been doing that for 7 years, doing all that work, you know, for the Legion. But It's all voluntary work, you know, and I love doing it, but I've done it for 7 years. Let someone else take over, you know. The thing is, I wasn't having time to properly take care of, like, the house and the yard, properly focus on my businesses. And, you know, I'm wanting to grow my business this year and get back into seeing clients for life coaching and hypnosis. And I've been trying to do that actually for years now. I've been trying to slip back into that. And I've been doing various, you know, classes and study and everything. And, you know, I'm constantly researching and so forth. But I never had the time because I was investing so much time in the Legion. Now I'm freed up and I'm getting so much more done, but it's changed my life on a daily basis, actually. And I'm getting a lot of cards, and they're different cards in different situations with the numerology, Mary, but it's all pointing at the same thing, this accepting the change. In fact, embracing the change. Today I got the Eight of Cups, and eight is, in numerology, eight is abundance. And it's, for me, it's telling us that that's the way to abundance, is to embrace the change. The figure in the card in the Waite-Smith version has embraced the change, and it's emotional. You know, me resigning from the Legion was emotional because I had invested so much time and energy and years into that. But it had to be done in order to move forward. And so you got the eight cups there, and the figure has stacked these cups neatly, and it's talking about, you know, his emotional relationship with the past and perhaps, you know, baggage from the past as well. And he's dealt with that, or she has dealt with that, and now turned away from the cups and moving away. They got their walking stick. And they're going up the side of the hill to their goal. They're moving onward and upward. They're embracing change. He's got a red cloak on. Red is the color of passion. He's following his passions. The moon in the sky shows all the phases of the moon, hinting at, you know, the cycles of life, and that change is the only constant. Moving from one thing to the next, to the, you know, and that's how we progress and move on. And so I thought that was a great card of the day. And as far as the numerology goes, yeah, the entire dates, yeah, 6/19/2021 adds up to 21. 21, 2 plus 1 is 3. Creativity and communication. The day is the 19th. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's about self and looking deep in yourself and using your creativity in this whole thing of embracing the change and creating new. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense to me. I love it.
Awesome. All righty. So I did want to mention before we get into anything that today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Organization for Tarot Lovers, Students, and Professional Readers. Since 2004, we're now in our 17th year, about to get into our 18th year soon. Stop by and visit us at thetarotguild.com. When you arrive there, you're going to be greeted right in the middle of that page there with a big banner that says Sizzling Summer Sale. It's summer officially, actually tomorrow, but we launched yesterday our annual Sizzling Summer Sale. It's annual. We do this every year. And basically everything is $67 or less or more, depending on what you're getting, you know, but it's everything's roughly 30% off what we normally charge. So if you're a professional tarot reader, you can come over and join our professional membership, get all the benefits and your tarot reader certification, your CTR in a package for $67. Just like I said, it's regularly $94. If you're new to tarot, you can enroll in my highly acclaimed online self-paced 11 video module tarot and numerology course called Tarot by the Numbers. It's normally $99.99. You guess it, just $67. And you can save, actually you could save even more. You can get all the above. You can get the professional membership, your tarot reader certification, and my course for just $97. That package, you know, if you bought them separately, it'd be $143.98. My business coaching, life coaching, readings, you know, maybe you have questions about your tarot business and need some guidance. You want to do some life coaching on that, pull some cards. Maybe you have life questions, love life, career, relationships. You can book a session with me for $67. You guessed it. Yeah, regularly $97. And I also have my numerology reports on sale as well. You can get two for $67. That's normally $78. You can uncover important details about your life, life purpose, career, relationships, strengths and weaknesses, tendencies and potentials. And I do that all by hand, folks. That, you know, we're not talking about a computer or like app generated reports that you see on the internet for free. This is a, you know, custom handmade. It actually takes me a couple hours to do these reports. And you get two, so you can have one for yourself and one for your spouse or family member, coworker, even your boss, you know, friends. And I can do an analysis between the two charts and tell you what the dynamic is in any relationship. So go over there to thetarotguild.com and you'll see the banner right there. Just click on Sizzling Summer Sale to get in on any of these deals. And it's going to be going on for a while. I think last year, Mary, we did the Sizzling Summer Sale for the entire summer. I mean, all the way to like Labor Day. Yeah. So that's pretty much everything going on. And trying to think if there's anything else here. I did have to mention this. We had on yesterday's show on The Doctors Are In, Dr. Rose and I, we had on the Rhode Island medium. Yes, we had the Rhode Island medium on, Savannah Martin, and it had been a long time. Remember we had our Tuesday show with the mediums?
Oh, yeah. The power of three.
It's been a long time since we've had that, and she's also an astrologist, and oh my God, I've been wanting an astrologer on the network for forever. She was so good. I said, you know, you should be a host on the network. Oh God, we have to have her back. We had so much fun on that episode. It was a blast. So I just want to tell everybody, go over to psychictalk.net, click on archive and look for that show. I think it's the second one down, the Rhode Island medium, Sav Martin. Amazing show. Amazing show. So continuing this conversation, Mary, about the best ways to learn tarot, and that dovetails nicely into card meanings versus intuitive reading. And does it have to be either or?
No. No. I don't think it does. I don't think it has to be either or. I mean, you know, because to me that's like why when you're trying to learn something, why limit yourself? And when you're doing readings, why go in there with preconceived limitations too, like that? Like, you know, like the either or idea of which way to read tarot seems to me like you're kind of, you know, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face, as the old saying goes, right? Because you want to be able to use all your senses. And using your intuition does not mean that you send your intellect on vacation, okay? You know, you want to use your brain too, you know, because it's all connected. So sometimes, you know, if you're going by the, you know, those keywords and you learn the keywords and stuff, you know, even those things can spark your intuition. But if you're just like looking at a card and waiting, you know, trying to draw on the power of the higher self or the universe, waiting and waiting for something to come up, your client is going to get pretty restless because you won't have anything maybe right away. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but at least if you know the meanings, if you've learned the, you know, some keywords for it, you know, for each card, then you have something to start with. And, you know, move off of that because readings are interactive. You know, they're interactive. You have that person there, whether they're sitting in front of you, whether you're connected to them through the internet or your phone or whatever. You know, your energy, their energy, the cards that come up, you know, you've got just this great field of energy. And then you've got those keywords and those meanings associated with the cards, you know, traditionally or even non-traditional associations, whatever it is that, you know, you have studied. The whole point is, you know, you need to do some study. You need to do some work, you know, because it's, to me, it's like almost like disrespectful to the tradition if you don't take time to actually study this. That's just my feeling. What do you think?
A lot of people think either or. You know, they think it's got to be this or it's got to be that. And, you know, I live my life by the Temperance principle from the Temperance card that I've discussed on the network before. And it's the middle path between extremes. I find either one of those to be extremes. And whenever you have a dynamic like that, typically reality is somewhere in the middle, you know? And there's very few people that only learn to read intuitively. And even the people that start off only learning book meanings, it's not like they don't eventually become more intuitive. It's part of the process. You know, I still shy away. I was just saying that yesterday when we had Savannah Martin on and we were talking about, you know, all these kind of things, different modalities and mediumship and psychic readings and so forth and tarot. And you know, I still shy away from that word psychic, even though our network's called Psychic Talk Radio. You know, we brought up on the show, Mary, yesterday how, you know, the general public basically lumps everything together. It doesn't matter if it's astrology, numerology, tarot, psychic reading, clairvoyance, clairsentience, mediumship. It doesn't matter. It's psychic. You know, it gets all lumped in this one box, whereas they're actually completely different modalities, different skills. They're used for different things. You know, if I want a psychic reading, looking for certain information, I don't go to an astrologer, you know, but if I want to see the patterns in my life, then I go to an astrologer or a numerologist, you see. So I still shy away from that word, you know, but everybody keeps telling me, no, you're psychic. You are, you know. And you get to a point, and I think it happens naturally, or it can be part of the process. In other words, a lot of people don't know when they start studying. They never read it in a book. No teachers ever told them that they will develop psychically. They will develop their intuition. It just, in the process of, you know, learning the cards and doing practice readings and then doing readings for family and friends and then doing paid readings for clients or maybe some freebies, you know, you start to develop this sense, and it kind of, and it may take longer than if a teacher or a book explains to you that you're going to develop your psychic ability. And if you focus on that and not be afraid of what comes through and just say what you feel, say what you see, it'll develop faster, you know? So I think even the most, you know, hardcore, just use the meanings person reading cards out there, is still at some point going to realize that they've developed their intuitive abilities. Now, on the other side of the coin, I just want to mention this real quick, and let me know what you were going to say, Mary, is that on the show with Gary, do you remember this? We also brought up the fact that there, if it's purely intuition, and you're not paying attention to the cards at all, you're just laying them down, then you're a psychic reader, not a tarot reader. And Gary, you know, jumped on that. He really agreed with that. And there are people out there that are psychic readers, and they know that they're psychic readers and that the tarot is purely a prop. I've watched videos of people doing psychic readings, and they're laying out the cards, and what they're saying to the client has absolutely nothing to do with the cards that they just laid out. Anyway, what were you going to say, Mary?
Well, yeah, you know, I think I think of it like playing the piano. Like the majority of people have fingers. Right? You know, unless some terrible accident or maybe a birth defect, but we all, you know, generally we, or, you know, we all have fingers, right? But that doesn't mean that we can all immediately play the piano. Now, there's some people that just sort of have this natural piano playing ability. And, you know, there we go. We see these, you know, amazing, like, you know, kids that are 3 years old, you know, that can play, you know, Mozart or something. But what happens is if you learn to play the piano, you study playing the piano, then that becomes like a muscle memory. And then you find that you don't need the music anymore. You're just playing along because you've got it, because you've practiced so much, because you've really studied it. And along with that, sometimes, you know, you find that you make up your own little songs. You start composing from there, you know. So I think if we look at it that way and stop thinking of being psychic or intuition or psychic ability or intuitive ability as being something supernatural, and look at it as like one of our natural senses that we're all equipped with, then from there I think we can kind of, you know, realize that, yeah, we can develop this. The more you use it, you know, the more it develops, and the more you focus, the more you learn, the more it becomes a part of you, the more it becomes things that you don't even really have to think about anymore. You know, you can reach a point where you're reading cards and your brain isn't like, you know, trying to go through the old filing cabinet in the back. Okay, what does this mean? What does that mean? What's the Queen of Swords again? You know, I mean, once you've devoted the time and effort, it becomes like a muscle memory, and it becomes more intuitive as well. So, yeah, I agree. And I totally agree with what you're saying about, you know, people that are really just doing psychic readings, you know. And I think, you know, you could say they're using the cards as a prop. And I wonder maybe in some ways, you know, if it's not like a comfort thing, or maybe it's even like a portal to their higher self or their intuition.
Mm, yeah.
It's a tool.
Yeah, I've had psychic readers actually tell me that they use the cards as a prop, that it's, we're more talking about in-person readings where you're right there with the client and they're laying out the cards. And they tell me the reason for that is that it's comforting for the client because
they see them doing something.
Doing something, yeah. So they're not just saying, you remember like on, my mind is just blanking here. What was the talk show that Sylvia Brown was on all the time?
Montel?
What was that guy?
Montel.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, and she's just sitting there and just spouting things out. She could be making it up off the top of her head. Which, by the way, folks, she was, because she got more wrong than she ever got right. But yeah, the psychic readers that it's coming to them that way, but they use the tarot as a prop so that their clients don't feel they're just making it up. Now, some psychic readers, you know, are really against using props, and they won't do astrology, they won't do numerology, they won't pull out tarot cards, you know, and they're very much against it. Whereas others, they use it all the time because they think it helps with the client, you know. But then you're not reading tarot, you are doing a psychic reading, you know. And I feel that as it develops, depending on how far you want to go, with reading tarot, it could become that way. I mean, not that you would totally anybody that's a real tarot reader is never going to disregard what's going on with the cards, but your readings might become a lot more intuitive and a lot more, you know, comes to you, so to speak. And
yeah.
I think that's great. And then you start seeing things, you start using the cards in a slightly different way. Instead of their, you know, you have this card and it has its keywords and that's it and nothing else. Instead of that, you're actually using the imagery. You're looking at the card and there might be this one little detail in the card that you focus on and you're able to get a meaning out of it. I had a test reading for one of our professional members that was getting certified as a reader. And she had one of the cups cards. I think it was the Knight of Cups. And she was doing a reading for me. And she was going all into what I was drinking and my health. And, you know, I feel you need to stay away from the carbonated beverages and anything with too much sugar in it. And she was just going on. And it's all because the knight is holding a cup drinking.
Yeah.
You know, which has nothing to do with the traditional keywords or meaning of the Knight of Cups. But it fit perfectly, and she was spot on. Oh, my God. In fact, everything she did was incredibly spot on. She's from Indonesia, actually, and she English is not her first language. Some of it was a little bit, you know, hard to understand, you know, but she was worried. At the end of the reading, she kept apologizing, you know, if I wasn't correct or wasn't, you know, it just went on. And I wrote her back and I said, you know, you should never apologize. You should be confident in what you put out there because everything you said was spot on to my situation. I mean, she touched on health, she touched on career, relationship, my recent breakup, things going on with my friends, and you know, celebrating my birthday, and like, you know, she knew nothing, and all of this came out in the cards with her, and I felt she was reading much more intuitively. She was, you know, some of it was based on, you know, the traditional meanings of the cards, but a lot of it was just intuition, like the knight holding that cup, and she just went into all about, you know, what I'm drinking and consuming and eating and my diet, and it was fantastic. What do you think of that, Mary?
I think that's awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. And yeah, you know, I think also confidence is something that, you know, comes with it too. The more you do it, the more confident you become because you know your stuff.
Absolutely. Speaking of our mediumship shows that we used to have on Tuesday, Rose told me once, she said, you know, Dax, you don't really need the cards anymore, you know.
Okay.
And I could see where she was coming from. She was right. You know, I had gotten to the point where a lot of what I was doing with the client was, you know, first of all, I have a very life coaching way of doing readings anyway. And a lot of what I was doing was life coaching and what was coming to me, which still related to the cards, but you know, if the cards weren't laying there, Mary, I would have been fine. You know, I could, you know, I was still receiving the information is where I'm getting at, you know, but the thing is, I like the cards and
yeah.
I think it sparks my intuition and psychic ability and brings things through. And I think it's a better experience for the client too, especially if they're in person with you, you know, and laying out the pretty cards. And it's a focus point, a focal point for both you and the client. And that's another aspect of, you know, using cards versus not using cards is we forget about that it focuses us. It's a focal point. And the reader and the person being read go into a light alpha state. I have to put on my hypnotherapy hat for a second here as a hypnotist. That's all hypnosis really is, especially the alpha state, is a focused attention. You know, it's the opposite of what you think. You don't drift off to sleep. You're actually more aware and more focused. What you are doing is you're blocking out everything outside of that little bubble of you and the client and the cards. You're blocking out, you know, what you have to stop and get at the store for dinner tonight and, you know, what you have to do tomorrow, and the client's doing the same thing. You're both taking a break from life and you're focused just on the reading, the cards, and the questions. And that's why it works. That's how it works, really, you know. And so I think that's really important, too.
Yeah. I agree. And, you know, the idea of like you don't need the cards anymore. It's like, I'm a tarot reader. Okay. I'm a tarot reader. I love to read tarot. That's what I do. That's why I have clients, because they want a tarot reading, you know, if, you know, and one
right.
of my favorite things is that I have several clients that are tarot readers themselves. And they've already pulled cards themselves. They've already done readings a lot of times on the questions that they're asking me. And they
mm-hmm.
want to see, they know what they got. What do I get? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be like a synchronicity where I get some of the same cards they do, which it often happens. It happens on our show
often
a lot,
happens.
Too. You and I get the same cards. But also, you know, is there more? You know, the insight that I could add to what they have, or, you know, sometimes it's just for confirmation too. So, you know, I would swear, like, you know, often, you know, 50% of tarot readings are confirmation of what client already knows about the question they're asking you. It's not like they're asking a question that they haven't thought about, but sometimes they just want to see, like, well, does this kind of, you know, confirm what I think is going on here, or, you know, is there some more light that can be shed? So, I mean, it's not just about, you know, giving a psychic or intuitive reading versus giving a traditional reading. It's about, you know, getting some answers, getting some insight, getting some more information to help us along on our path, to help us make the decisions that we need to make in our lives.
Right, right. And you know, I understand where Rose was coming from, because, you know, she started out as a tarot reader. I mean, that's how we met, you know, the Tarot Guild. You know, oh, and that's another thing that I have to throw out there. It's like, if I get rid of the cards, then you know, what does that say about me being president of the Tarot Guild? It doesn't make sense. Anyway, but I understand where Rose is coming from, because, you know, she developed a lot of intuition and psychic ability using the cards, and then she got into mediumship and so forth, and she was more into the mediumship, and she stopped using the cards and just doing mediumship. But mediumship is not psychic reading, is not tarot reading either.
Yeah.
You know.
And the other thing is, too, it is like, okay, when you're doing, especially like in-person readings, when you're doing an in-person reading and you're laying the cards out, it's like you don't know generally. Like, say you're at a psychic fair or something, you have no idea what the client actually knows about tarot. You know, having the cards lay there, it's laid out right for them, you know. They can see it. And you can give your interpretation, but they can see it right there on the table, the answer to their question. And if they know something of tarot, then they might already kind of, you know, get a sense of, like, what the answer is. You know, with a medium, it's like, how do I have any proof of this? I mean, but, you know, I mean, where is that coming from? It's like, really, you know, Aunt Sally says hello. Okay, well, I don't have anything to verify that with. If the cards are being laid out in front of me, at least there's some verification. I'll just say that. It's terrible for me to say it, I'm sure, for everybody who's really, really into mediumship, but I feel like there's no easy way to verify it. Just saying. Did I shock you?
Well, you know, I was stuck on mute again. You weren't hearing what I was saying. Let me get back here to, I'm trying to, depends on what you're trying to do. See, that's the thing. Sorry, I got a little distracted there. There's this pop-up in the studio that keeps popping up saying we haven't gone on air. What's going on? It's like, no, we are on air. You know, it's driving me nuts that I took a screenshot. And I'm trying to talk to customer support while trying to do the live radio show at the same time. Anyway, so it depends on what you're trying to do. What is the client after? You know, if you just want some warm, fuzzy feelings, and you had somebody pass, and you want to go to a medium, well, yeah, you know. But if you have life questions, you don't go to a medium, because that's not. I mean, when was the last time you heard a medium really give decent life question? I mean, even if it does dovetail into Uncle Frank died and his will is somewhere in his house, but we can't find it. Where's the will? And you notice they never tell them where the will is. They're like one in a million mediums or psychics, maybe one out of 100,000 times will actually, you know, you get someone that really is getting the information and can give them the exact specific you know, go here and you're going to find it behind the dresser. You know, it's like, yeah. But in general, you know, most of the time when there's life questions like that, you know, you go to a psychic or a tarot reader, you know. I'm a numerologist too, but I don't tell people to come to me for me to do numerology to answer their life questions, because that's not what it's for. It shows tendencies and a dynamic. It's actually more for me than for the client. You know, I'll do the client's numerology, and then I have a really great baseline on what's going on with them, and then they can ask me specific questions about specific life things that we pull the cards on. Yep.
Yep.
So we are way past the bottom of the hour, and we got to end on time. So we need to get to some phone calls. But before we get to the phone calls, what's coming up on the network?
I'm glad you asked. A great week this week on Psychic Talk Radio. And our next show is going to be on Monday, June 21st at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And then Friday, the doctors are in, and there's a mantra for that. You want to check out 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, the Doctors Are In show with our very own Dr. Dex Carlisle and his co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. They're going to be doing life coaching and free mini readings and mantra as well. That's going to be fabulous. And then later on Friday night for some people at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, it's Spiritual Guidance Radio with your host, Angelic Channel and Energy Healer Catherine Hahn. And yeah, it's a new show title, but it's the same great show, and she's going to be giving free on-air guidance. And then Dax and I will be back next Saturday, June 26th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be doing our monthly psychic spin episode on the Tarot Today radio show, and we're going to also be talking about, you know, what you want to know from the universe. So any question you'd like us to do, big question, not a little personal one, but like a big question, what do you want to know from the universe? Let us know. Send in your questions, but post it on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. And, of course, we'll be doing open lines and mini readings as well. And then next Sunday, June 27th, it's the Magic Universe Show with your host, Sharona Rapsick, and her special guest, Tarot Master Dax Carlisle, our very own Dax Carlisle. And you guys are going to be talking about tarot magic. Tarot is a tool to create your future. Yeah, who is that guy? It's that guy that all those parades and celebrations are going on for this month, right? And you guys will be doing free tarot mini readings and open lines as well. And that is what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find that easily by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Back to you, Dax.
Yes.
You've got a big week ahead next week.
Oh, yeah. I love the new title for Catherine's show. You know, she was on Wednesdays, and now she's on Friday. We have those two shows on Friday. It's so great. I think a lot of people listen more on the weekend anyway, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I'm trying to remember. What was the title before that?
Gives you something to do Friday night. Oh,
the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. Which was a long title.
Right, it was way too long. But Spiritual Guidance Radio, I love that. And that came to her from Spirit.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So if we don't get to your call today, there's two shows you can call in on Friday, and then you know, me and Mary on Saturday and Sharona on Sunday. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of opportunities, a lot of opportunities. And remember,
yeah,
now.
And I'm, you know, I'm going to make a post on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group where people can, you know, put their questions that they want us to ask for our psychic spin for next Saturday.
Yeah, I usually do that. I usually do a post. There's actually a whole thing I have on the website, a page talking about that. And I wish more people would contact us with their ideas. We've had a few, but usually it's you and I coming up with what to ask, the big questions, you know. And
yeah, or, you know, it, or it's like people like just sending me messages like, hey, why don't you ask this? Why don't you ask that? And it's like, why don't you ask? Like, post your question. But okay, I'll do it. You know?
Yeah.
Be shy.
Awesome.
It's a big universe, you know. It's like you got to have some question about it.
So Sandra's in the chat room and has a question, but she's also called in here. She's actually the first caller. Let's see if she wants to come on. Hey, Sandra, are you there?
Hello, how are you? I am.
Hi.
Hi, I was kind of hoping to stay in the chat room, but I'm
We're dragging you on air.
I'm reading.
Dragging you on air.
So your question is about your relationship, right?
Yes, yes.
And you want to know.
What's the question?
Is this worth the time, or is it just time to move on? And then if it is time to move on, how soon do you see me moving? Because I'm...
So is it time to move on from your relationship is what you're wanting to know?
And what's
and
the
if,
last
yeah,
part
so,
there? If so, you're asking when?
Well, when will I move? Yeah, when will I move? I need to find a place to go.
Yeah, I'm getting, timing-wise on that, I'm getting somewhere in the next 10 days.
Oh, great.
Ish. Yeah, I'm getting, and that's the timing card, is it's coming through as that. I mean, right now the cards are saying it's in that place where it could go either way, although it's leaning no, that, let's see, now how did I ask the question? Basically, I'm reading your question in the chat room because that's how I did the yes
okay,
no
okay,
when
good.
I was asking the tarot, is there a chance
we'll
you know
get
that,
better. Yeah.
That'll get better and less, and it's leaning no. It doesn't look that good. Now could it possibly, you know, I mean there's a couple of yes cards here, but the Three of Wands shows up and then right next to it is the Five of Wands where there's, you know, conflict. And with the Three of Wands, he's looking out at the horizon, you know, and looking out on the harbor, looking for new things, waiting for his ship to come in, that kind of thing. And so, you know, in context of your question, I see you looking and moving on.
Yes.
Yep, and there is actually someone showing up here, and let me check this out real quick here, and then we'll see what Mary's getting. There is somebody else who is probably a Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, you know, one of the earth signs. And this person is either chronologically younger than you, or could be the same age or older, but has a very, very youthful outlook on life. Okay? And it's somebody that's very good-natured, meticulous, studious, almost want to say thrifty, you know, and has an eagerness mm-hmm. for knowledge and learning. This type of person, you know, one of those attributes of the earth signs. And it doesn't have to be a Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. Could just be somebody that has those attributes. But I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't turn out to be. So that's what I see. I actually see someone coming through. And
to help me find somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think I might know who that is then. So my move could happen fairly soon. Okay.
But let's see what Mary's getting. She might have some further insights here.
You know what's really interesting is, like, look, the Nine of Cups is overlooking all the other cards, and it's really like, you know, saying like what the main question here is: are you fulfilled? Are you emotionally fulfilled or not? Are you happy? Is this your wish? You know, this relationship that you're in, is this what you want? Do you feel like your natural creativity, which I'm getting, you've got, you know, this kind of natural creativity and, you know, this sense of like connection and everything, and for some reason it's being like not supported in this relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, mm-hmm. ultimately, you know, the question you're asking begs the question, like, is this really what you want that you're in right now? Okay. It doesn't feel like it really. Okay. But you're the only one who can answer mm-hmm. that. The other cards, you know, I got the Ace of Cups in the future position. So this new love is on the horizon. If that's what you wish for, if that's what you're looking for. The Eight of Wands is like, we're just going to sail through this, you know? Like, I think it's going to, you know, the idea of moving forward, we've got the Knight Wands. The Knights are about movement. You know, he's on the go. It's like, okay, you know, I'm kind of feeling like I'm ready to go here, and it's not going to take me that long to find another place, right, with the Eight of Wands.
Yeah.
And in that Ace of Cups, you know, yeah, it can signify, you know, new relationships, new love, but also that sense of, you know, feeling like a new chapter, new opportunity for happiness. So I tend to kind of agree with what Dax is saying. With the Eight of Wands as a central focus card, I don't think it takes very long for you to, like, move past this and on to a new chapter in life that's kind of brighter.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was feeling.
Okay. I really hadn't thought about the love thing. I just want to, I mean, I'm just trying to get my emotions ready for the move.
Right.
I'm not even thinking about the love. I want to have some peace right now for myself.
Oh, but remember that.
Again, it's just,
Sandra, remember from the beginning of the show that card of the day that I got, the Eight of Cups, that's what it's talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks for the call.
Alrighty.
Sandra. I'm glad you were able to get through.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I think Sandra was in the chat room actually yesterday, and we ran out of time, so I'm glad she got through, Mary.
Awesome.
And we might have time for another call or two. Let's see who's been waiting the longest, Mary. It looks like area code 443. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Suzanne, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
What did you want to chat about?
I wanted to see if I could just get a general reading. From the card.
Any particular
general
area of
spirituality?
Spirituality. I like that. Just a general message when it comes to spirituality. I think it's my turn to go first here. So let's just see what comes up. General message when it comes to spirituality. Wow. You know, it's very interesting here. I'm kind of just like staring at the cards like, wow. I would say it's less about, it's just more like guidance. And it's saying to love and care for yourself maybe more than you have been, okay? To also know that you, when we talk about spirituality, sometimes we think of it as this thing separate from ourselves, but it's not. It's part of who we are. And the cards in a big, big way are talking about being able to look back with compassion and love on your life, you know? That you're not disconnected from spirit, okay? And that in a lot of ways you've been your own, I want to say like anchor in a sense. And that the other thing too is that to trust what you know. You know what you know? And to make a commitment that the choices that you make going forward are going to be ones that honor yourself. So, I don't know what all is, you know, going on in your life and everything, but I feel like this, you know, take some time to think about the, you know, what the cards are saying here. The judgment card is like a big one that comes up, and it's saying, you know, and along with that, you know, the spiritual message is like, you know, about making decisions, but also, you know, realizing like it's like you're called to judge yourself with the compassion and love that spirit provides to you. And let's see what Dax is getting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Wow, Mary, you covered it so good there. I'm just going to say that I'm getting a lot of, you know, think outside of the box here. So I mentioned about the three energy today, creativity. Get creative with this. The Empress card, which is card three, shows up. And this is growth and development. All right. And the Knight of Wands shows up. That's somebody that's confident and, you know, takes action and follows their dreams, following what they're passionate about. So in spirituality, what are you drawn to? And you know, don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of what you're like attracted to and feel passionate about, you know, that makes your eyes light up kind of thing. The main thing is the Hanged Man showing up. And we're, as I said throughout the show about us being in the world year of five and change. And this is a card of adaptability to change, you know, accepting change. And it's a card of transformation. The Hanged Man was not hung. The Hanged Man hanged himself upside down on purpose, sort of like Odin hung himself upside down from the I can't even pronounce it, the Drazel tree, so that Drizzel, I can't even remember, I never could pronounce that word, you know, so that he could attain the wisdom to understand the runes. And so that the Hanged Man, or in this case we'll say the hanged person or the hanged woman, has decided to think outside the box, like I was saying earlier, and is looking at the world 180 degrees upside down from how everybody else is, and is taking the time to pause and reflect on all of this, you see.
Yeah.
But yes, it's okay. Definitely you're in this world year of five, and by the way, five is also the number of adventure. You know, you want to be adventurous about this and accept the change and the transformation, because I feel like that's what's going on with you, is you're, you know, in the midst of this transformation right now. Yeah.
I agree.
Well, thanks for the call, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Bye for now. Yeah. And I think we can squeeze one more in. The caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 832. 832. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey there. My name is Neetu. I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, another Texas. Yeah. I didn't catch your name, though. What was it? How do you say it?
It's Neetu, N-I-T-U. You pronounce it Neetu.
N-I-T-U.
I like that.
I love it. That's neat, that Neetu.
Yeah.
What's your question for us today?
My question is just around relationships. If you just see, like, me, I guess, rekindling something from the past, or just staying single or moving to somebody new, just kind of, I guess, anything.
Like,
whatever pops
happening
up here. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm not getting anything from the past here. Nope. All righty. I think it's moving forward rather than backwards. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting any of the typical cards you get that, like the nostalgia card or anything that refers to the rekindling of past relationships, things like that. There is somebody in the future coming in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I said okay. Sorry, I was listening.
Yes. And I don't know, are we dating men, women, or both? You got to ask these things nowadays.
Oh, sure, no problem. Men.
Okay, just checking. Because the person that's showing up in the future is showing up as the Queen of Cups. Now,
okay,
that just means the attributes of the Queen of Cups. You know, it doesn't have to be a female, obviously. But that would have been a cool synchronicity if it was, you know, if that's, you know, you were looking for the next girlfriend instead of the next boyfriend. But
right.
Anyway, Queen of Cups, so that's the water element. So we're talking a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces. Okay. So, you know, and especially because it shows up as the queen, he's not going to be the typical guy. I mean, this is somebody that's artistic, imaginative, open to his feminine side, power rooted in his emotions. He's intuitive and empathic, psychic. The healing arts, might be involved in the healing arts, might be a medical technician or a doctor or a nurse or, you know, any manner of thing. That would fit perfectly if it was a nurse, because if you think about it, Queen of Cups, somebody that that is a male but in a traditionally female career path, you know. Anyway, I'm
right.
Just throwing things out. This is what's coming to me. This is what's hitting me to be on the lookout, because, I think that there is somebody there, you know, and really close.
Okay.
You know, it's also the timing card. So it's really, you know, it's kind of difficult to do timing sometimes with the court cards, but the queens are, I associate them with the master number 33, the master healer, master teacher number, and 33 reduces to 6. Okay. 3 plus 3 is 6. So, you know, somewhere in the next 6 days to 6 weeks,
okay,
that time frame is when you might meet this new person. Are you an earth sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Okay, you're an air sign. All right. I'm just wondering, because the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Pentacles card is showing up for you as you. And so I was just wondering, because Pentacles is earth, but very capable woman, uncomplicated, earthy, nurturing, and that's a central focus. So that's kind of that's how you want to be. In order to attract this person in, who is also a very nurturing person, you know, I still swear this person's going to be a nurse. You got to call back and let us know, because I got to know. Anyway, but this person's very nurturing, and like attracts like. So, you know, it's not just looking for him. It's instead you becoming what you want to draw in. So you need to, you know, be nurturing, be patient, that kind of, you know, just exude that energy, that loving and caring energy, and this person will come in. Also, a couple of information/warning cards. The Fool card shows up, which is telling you, take the leap of faith. Okay, so the next time between now and the next, you know, week or so, something arises. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be a situation that's going to lead to potentially meeting this person. And you'll know what it is because it's going to come up and you're not going to be sure, should I do that? Do I really want to go to Pat's party? I don't know. You know, as soon as you know, we're going to put the implantation in your subconscious right now. As soon as you're at a crossroads somewhere in the next week, that's going to pop right in your head. Oh, this is what Dax was talking about, and I got to go for it. Mm-hmm. I got to take the leap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing that might be holding you back, the only really warning card is the Ten of Wands showing up, which is it's a card of burdens. It's overburdened. You know, I mean, he's making progress towards his goal. The building or house in the background of the card. You know, but he's carrying all of these wands, actually a bunch of staves, and you know that might be a hint from the tarot that your focus is scattered. It's not like you're not making progress, but there's some scattered energy. You might want to focus more. So that's just a little hint from the tarot that's coming through. Let's see what Mary's getting. Mary, what are you getting?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I think the main message of what I'm getting is for you to trust the direction that you're going in, right? As far as somebody new coming in, I agree with Dax. And it's not just like, you know, some run-of-the-mill person, you know? Like the Nine of Cups comes up along with the Ten of Pentacles. I mean, this is somebody that could really be a very fulfilling relationship. The other thing is about making empowered choices, right? We have the Emperor card that shows up in the past. And, you know, on a relationship reading, having the Emperor card in the past sometimes, sometimes can talk about, you know, the influence of, you know, that our father figures have had on us, right? Or feeling like, you know, we weren't on equal footing in past relationships, or, you know, that we weren't being, treated as an equal partner. Right. And so I think that that's more what we're moving towards now, is finding someone where we can have that equal partnership with, who honors us for who we are, and that we can in turn honor them. And then the last card, the Seven of Pentacles, is saying, like, look, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, so Dax gave you a decent time frame, you know, but at the same time, it's like, don't spend all the time, like, you know, looking for them behind every bush, you know, like, is that it? You know, it's supposed to happen any moment. You know, the Seven of Pentacles tells us to be patient, you know, it's like divine timing. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. And this looks like it's going to be a pretty fulfilling relationship. So it's definitely going to be worth the wait, even if it's only 6 days, or even if it's 6 weeks, or even if it's 6 months, you know?
Right.
It'll be worth it, you know? So I'd love for you to call back and let us know what happened, because it sounds like this is going to be really terrific.
Right, definitely. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling. Have a terrific weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, Neetu. Hey, we learned a new name.
I love the name.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Oh, God. People are, like, texting me and everything right in the middle of the show. It's like, well, not the middle of the show, the end of the show. We're actually past the top of the hour. We're supposed to only be an hour show.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm glad we snuck in a couple of calls there, especially got Sandra in because I had seen her name on the chat in the new chat room yesterday, and we didn't have time to get to her question. So I'm glad she was able to get in today. And, of course, we'll be back next week. It's Psychic Spin, right?
Yes. Next
I'm
week.
I'm so excited
Psychic
about
Spin
that.
What do you want to know from the universe?
I feel like it came really fast. Like, where did this month go? It's like,
whoosh. I don't know. I'm just flying through.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everybody for calling in. We've had people call into the show and just listen to the show, calling in, which is really
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome sauce. And, of course, remember, you can contact us in between shows. I mean, we're all over Facebook. You know, you can go to our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You'll find Mary and I in there. You can go over to the Tarot Guild group. If you're into tarot, you can join that group. There's like 6,300 members. And, of course, the website, you know, you'll find ways to contact us at psychictalk.net, thetarotguild.com, and contact us in between shows. And, you know, if you have ideas for you want us to interview for Tarot Today Radio, topics that we've never covered that you think we should cover, topics that we already have covered but you want to hear more about, and especially your big questions for Psychic Spin, you know, like –
Yes.
What about Santa Claus and his elves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our rope
okay,
is
some of them
to
are,
take over.
Some of them are just for fun, but, you know, like, yeah, the UFOs, you know, and the disclosure. And,
that report
I mean, we've asked
might
everything.
Come out right before our show, you know that?
Oh, yeah. If it does, we're going to have to cover that and pull some cards on it for sure. That is hilarious. Oh, my God. But, yeah, you know, Mary and I have been putting our two heads together for years now with the Psychic Spin questions. We're running out of stuff. Okay, so you guys are
– Now it's your
you guys,
turn.
Yeah, your turn. You have to have great ideas out there. I'm sure they do. You know, so contact us in between there. Remember, you can go to Mary's page, Psychic Talk. .net/Mary. You can book a reading with her there, and you can also contact her through there and, you know, let her know your Psychic Spin questions. You can contact me the same way, psychictalk.net/Dax, and you can book a reading. You can ask questions, give us topic ideas, what have you. Or, you know, hey, Mary does her Card of the Day posts on Psychic Talk Radio on the Facebook group, you could just type it in the comments on one of Mary's posts or one of my posts, right, Mary?
Absolutely. I always read all the comments, so you know how to find us.
And you said you were going to do a post about the questions for Psychic Spin. Okay, I'll look forward to that. All righty. And thanks, everybody, for listening and calling in. And we're going to get out of here. I'll talk to everybody later. Have a great weekend, the rest of your weekend. And thanks for being here, Mary.
Thank you, Dax. And have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy.
Oh, yeah, Father's Day.
Bye,
Happy
everybody.
Father's Day. Good night, John Boy.
Bye, everybody.